The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in four delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today, I'll share with you a meditation practice that gives you just a little bit more support this week. As we transition from summer to winter, autumn is a time where we typically need to up our level of self-care. The days are getting a little bit shorter, and for many of us, they're getting a lot colder. And our immune systems can tend to be a bit run down with the change in weather and with the change in our schedules. And although this season naturally encourages turning inwards and self-reflection, slowing down while cozying up, that isn't always realistic, especially since we're used to getting back into our busy schedules in fall, that kind of back-to-school post-summer energy. And I don't want to get too far ahead, but we all know that once fall hits, the holidays can come pretty quickly. So I want to just give you that extra support to take care of yourself right now, to slow down, and to take a few moments for yourself. And this term self-care, I know a lot of people kind of cringe when they hear the word self-care, or it's just thrown around left and right. So if that's how you feel about the word self-care, I totally get it. I got you. But I want to kind of simplify and clarify what I mean by self-care. When I say self-care, I don't necessarily mean meditate every morning, work out every day, drink your greens, take your supplements, all that. You get the point. All of that is great, of course. But true self-care is about meeting your own needs. Your physical needs, your emotional needs, your mental needs. And that can look wildly different from day to day and definitely different from person to person. Sometimes we are just exhausted and we need to rest. So going to that HIIT class might not be the best thing. And other times we're totally stressed and we have maybe lots of energy and a bit of anxiety and we need to burn that off. So the HIIT class would be amazing. If you're feeling lonely, make it a priority to hang out with people who share the same values as you. So my point being is self-care is very simply the act of meeting your own needs. Like I said, that's going to look different day to day. It's going to look different from person to person. I do believe that we all have the same core needs as human beings, but depending on what's going on in our life, the prioritization of our needs will change. So anyway, that's my little rant on self-care. I think we can generalize and say everybody should do this and everybody should do that, but only you know how you feel and only you know what you need. And in the best way, I mean this with so much love, it is your responsibility to take care of those needs in a way that works for you. And I'm speaking from my own experience here. I usually am speaking from my own experiences on this podcast, but I used to think I had to do X, Y, and Z to like take care of myself because that's what everyone around me was doing. And when I realized my version of self-care is going to look a lot different than maybe the person next to me, it was so freeing. And then I could actually meet my own needs, if that makes sense. Okay, so today's practice is really just about connecting to the nature of the season. slowing down, turning inwards, giving yourself a little bit of extra nourishment, giving yourself a little bit more attention so that you can maybe tap into your own needs and take care of yourself in a way that works for you. And all week, I've been working with one of my favorite visualizations to ground the body and relax the mind. And I'll incorporate that into today's practice. And if you're already a subscriber to my Substack, you know this visualization. And if you're not, you gotta go check it out. I actually discovered Substack this week, so I'm still learning the platform for sure. But I think my hope is that it's gonna be a great way for us to connect. In this podcast world, you just put stuff out there and there's not really much connection between the kind of me and you, the listener. So I'm hoping that this Substack will bridge the gap between all this inner reflection, inner work, all this meditation stuff to more outward connection and more community. In this virtual space, we don't get enough opportunities to talk about how these practices are going for you, what struggles you might be having, any questions you might be having. So if it interests you at all, check it out. It's totally free to subscribe. And yeah, let's get into the practice. So why don't you go ahead and settle in? You know, I'm always open to having you meditate in a way that feels comfortable to you. So if that means lying down, seated, standing, if you need to take me on a walk, I'm okay with that. Honor what you need. And if it seems appropriate for you, right, if you're seated or lying down, you might take this opportunity to close down the eyes. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Give yourself permission to slow down. I know it can be hard to take time to slow down, but just try to do so on a mental level, physically and emotionally. Just let everything slow down for the next few minutes that we have to practice together. Now I invite you to place all of your responsibilities off to the side. Whether it's work responsibilities or responsibilities to other people, try to imagine that you can set those responsibilities aside. And with your next round of breath, take off a little bit of pressure as you begin to soften. Soften physically and mentally. And in just a moment, we'll combine body awareness with breath. And if you find this challenging, don't worry. It can certainly be advanced, so just have fun with it. But before we do that, I want you to feel that all the muscles of your face can relax. No need to make any facial expressions right now. Let go of the tension in your jaw. Let go of any tension in the throat and in the neck. And for a few breaths of time, rest your awareness on the heart space. You might even imagine that you could breathe in and out from the center of the heart. Shift your attention to the right shoulder, right elbow, all the way down to the right hand. from the center of the chest, feel your entire right arm. And imagine you could send your breath all the way down to your right hand as you inhale. And back up to the center of the heart as you exhale. Inhale as if to fill the entire right arm with breath. Exhale and bring your attention back to the center of the chest. One more time, breathing in, right arm. Breathing out, heart space. Now feel your left shoulder. Your left elbow. And your left hand. And inhale all the way to the left hand. Exhale back to the center of the chest. Inhale to the left hand. Exhale to the chest. Inhale, feel your left arm. Exhale back to the heart space. Now feel both arms simultaneously as you inhale and as you exhale. Nice. Now shift your attention from your heart space down to your belly. From your belly down into the hips and the glutes. And feel from your right hip down your right leg to the right foot. Full inhale into the right leg. Exhale back to the right side of your hip. Inhale right leg. Exhale right side of the hip. Now travel down the left leg all the way to the left foot, from left side of your hip, down to left foot, inhale, and exhale. One more round of breath into the left leg. Now include both legs in your awareness. Inhaling down to both legs. Exhaling back to the hips. Now feel your whole body receiving your fresh breath. And as you exhale, just notice how it feels to rest inside your body. Stay here for a few moments. Now checking in with yourself and getting real with how you feel right now. What are your energy levels like? How is your mind feeling? How is your body feeling? You may ask yourself, what do I need right now? How can I support myself right now? What do I need? And this can be something as simple as a warm cup of tea. But take a moment to honor your wants, your needs, your desires, recognizing that they will likely change from day to day. When you're ready, let's place one hand on your heart And the other hand on top of that. Just take a deep breath in. And a full breath out. Really, really nice work. Okay, so remember to take care of yourself, especially as the weather changes, especially as your schedules change, as we just navigate this lovely season of fall. Just take time to slow down and care for yourself. It could be teeny tiny moments of self-care. It doesn't have to be anything huge, I promise. And final thing I wanted to share with you is that I'll be hosting a completely free webinar called Into the Body. It's a 4-week series, so every Wednesday from 12 to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that starts this Wednesday, September 27th, and it goes for 4 weeks. And you can find the registration in the show notes below. And if you can't make the session live, that's no problem. If you go ahead and register, you'll receive the recording of the webinar right after. So yeah, I hope to see you there at Into the Body. Once again, it's totally free and we'll spend about 15 minutes talking theory, and then 15 minutes practicing, all about how mindfulness can get us out of our busy minds and drop down into a state of relaxation in the body. All right, let's close off this episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.